You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Leaping Tiger with Surefire. Kia ora, Jacob. How are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's very nice to chat to you. We were just talking off air. You've had your second lockdown birthday in a row. How's that been?
Yep. Nah, it was awesome. Yeah, definitely. We've mastered the lockdown birthdays after having the second one in a row. So, yeah, it was good.
Definitely a shout out to anybody in the August month who is feeling very Groundhog Day about their birthday celebrations this year, but I hope you're finding a way to enjoy it with your bubble nonetheless. We're chatting to you this morning, Jacob, because you've just put out an awesome new song with Maxwell Young called Take Care, and you're very busy all the time. You always seem to be working on heaps of projects. What is going on for you at the moment?
I've just been working on a lot. Right now, kind of ramping up to putting out the next album.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
That's been my main focus for the last little bit. And that's going to be coming extremely soon. So, yeah, super excited about that.
What can we expect from this album? Because this Maxwell Young track, or this track you've done with Maxwell, is really interesting. I love the production style you're going with here. I know we've talked about a shared love for Sophie, the late, great Sophie, in the past, and I felt like I could hear a flavour of that in the way you were working on this track. Have you been exploring new sort of avenues for your producing style across this new record?
Yeah, absolutely. This one in particular was kind of influenced by liquid drum and bass, which is really different for me. I wasn't too heavy into drum and bass until sort of around like halfway through last year. Mm-hmm. And I don't even really know how I got to it, but I just found like this whole side of drum and bass that I'd never really thought about or heard of before, and it influenced the track really, really heavily, and just came up with the instrumental and then worked on it with Maxwell, and then it became the track that it is.
You do work with a lot of different vocalists. I'm thinking about the stuff you've done with, like, Disciple Party, for example, and people who've come on your songs as well. Obviously, the very, very iconic Church and AP collaboration that you did. There are a whole bunch of different things that come into play when you work with different artists. How do you go about handling a collaboration? Do you know immediately who you want to be on a track, or does it start the other way around? Does someone approach you?
So it's usually the former. So I'm pretty meticulous when it comes to music, especially when I'm making it for an album of my own. So mm-hmm. I usually just make the whole instrumental myself, and then I'll make it with someone in mind. So pretty much every song that I've ever put out has been from the get, I've thought of that person straight away, and then I've made the instrumental and then ask them, and then they usually say yes, which is good. But yeah.
We have a very nice, I think, thing going on in Tamaki Makaurau where people are very happy to jump on other people's tracks and be sort of collaborating and working on projects together. Do you think that rings true for you?
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, I'm super appreciative of just the Auckland music community. Everyone here is so great, and it does feel like a big sort of family in a way. Like, everyone's sort of rooting for each other and there for each other, and yeah. People do a lot of favours for each other, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, it is nice. And I think it comes through, it makes everybody's work stronger as well. I mean, not to be, you know, cheesy about the whole thing, but it does really elevate everybody's practice when you get this kind of really supportive network going. I have been really enjoying your live sets recently. The last few times I've seen you out and about in Whammy and Backroom, you seem to be really stepping into a performer realm as well. That's something that maybe doesn't always come first off the bat when you think about, you know, producers. Is this something that feels like new territory for you? Are you enjoying moving in that space?
Yeah, I love it. I think at heart, I've just always been a bit of a performer, like even as a kid, just super into being on stage and stuff like that and doing, you know, like theater and plays and stuff. So yeah. I think it's always been in me. And I think it's just a lot more interesting as well for everyone involved, having a more of a performative based live set. It's more fun for the audience. It's more fun for me. And I think it just makes everyone have a much better, more memorable time. So yeah, I love doing it.
That's pretty special. I mean, obviously we're talking about this with a bit of a pipeline of COVID we have to get through first before we get back in to see gigs happening. But how do you approach planning for playing live? Because it must be quite an unpicking job almost. You sort of have to maybe undo what you've done to create your full track to enable you to do it live. How does that work?
Yeah, that's pretty much the process for getting ready for a show, especially when I've got new songs that I want to chuck into the set. I'm sort of, unpacking them a bit. I feel like I sort of have to relearn them and reshape them for being played live, because when I make them, I just make them on my laptop and I'm not really thinking about actually playing it. So then it's a whole ordeal, I guess, to try and figure out how to actually translate it into a live context, but it seems to work out every time, and even though it's a bit of work, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Is it a challenge you enjoy, or do you just enjoy it when it's at that product that you can show on the stage, or do you actually like that process of pulling things apart again?
I think I used to, but as it goes on, and then I realize for like, wow, every single show I still have to do this. I still have to like figure out some sound that just isn't working and then troubleshoot this whole synth that should be playing at this time.
Yep.
It's definitely pretty like, I could probably do without that part now, but
a necessary but
it's
evil.
All good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about this record you've been working on. What kind of sounds or spaces have you been drawing on for this?
So this one is pretty, I'd like to say pretty different from the last album. It's got, it's drawing from some different influences. I think this time around I wanted to make it a bit more consistent in sound. And mm-hmm. and it was definitely influenced by like a few people in particular, really dream pop influenced and kind of shoegazy. Was definitely listening to a lot of Beach House.
Cool.
When I was writing this one, so very, very Beach House influenced and sort of woozy, cloud rappy kind of vibes like Clem's Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are sort of the influences that I've been drawing on.
About this track with Maxwell Young, you guys have been friends for a long time and I know you've done some collaborations in the past, but what about this particular song made you think that Maxwell would be a good fit for it?
I think because he doesn't do this enough. Like, his music is incredible and he's such a versatile artist, but I don't think many people think to ask him to do things like this. Mm. And just because he is such a good friend, I thought, yeah, I might as well be the one to do it. If no one else is going to get him on like a liquid drum and bass song, I think it's got to be me. So, yeah.
And was he in charge of the lyrical aspect of it, or did you have any part in that?
Yeah, that was 100% his domain. And even like some of the production as well was him. Yeah, it was definitely like a really 50-50 kind of collaboration on this one.
That's pretty special, especially when you can do it with someone who's a good mate as well. That must be a really nice thing as a musician.
Exactly, yeah. It just flows just so much better. It's so easy when you're doing it with a mate.
So we can hear a cool new record from you in the near future. What else are you sort of gearing up towards, or is it all just going into that record at the moment?
At the moment, yeah, it's definitely gearing up towards the record. There's a lot of stuff as well that I'm slowly kind of working on that I'm super excited for in the future. Stuff over summer and then things that aren't quite so music-based as well.
Cool. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, just lots and lots of stuff though.
You're a man with many hats, Jacob. I'm excited to hear more from this project, but I think we should listen to the new track now. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. It's always so nice to have you on the show. I hope you take care. No pun intended with the name of your track. I'm just realizing as I say it, in your bubble, but we'll hopefully see you in the studio in the very near future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Ka kite. See you, Jacob.
See you, Rachel.
But I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.